శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. Today we started with the 18th chapter where Bhumi Devi, she has started instructing Prithu Maharaj about what he needs to do to actually extract the resources from Mother Earth. So that's what we are discussing right now. She says that my dear Lord, please control your anger and try to understand what I say, because intelligent people are saragrahi. They don't act hastily. So please control your anger and carefully listen to what I have to say. In this the sages of this world, they have ascertained the proper methods for human benefit, both in this world and next world. So therefore, if you follow those appropriate methods, then you will get benefited. Okay. And these methods are so powerful that even an unskilled person, if he follows these methods with full faith and properly with all the details, then he can easily achieve success. On the other hand, if a person thinking himself to be very skilled does not follow the methods established by these great authorities, then his attempts will be repeatedly a failure. His attempts will repeatedly be met with failure. Okay, this is where we ended yesterday, so today we'll continue.
Pura srishtahyo shadayo brahmana yadushampate bhujyamana maya drishta asadbir adhritavritaihi.
Okay, we'll continue. That so Bhumi Devi was mentioning that maya drishta pura brahmana srishtaya oshadayah bujyamana asadbir adhritavritaihi. Maya drishta, my dear king, I am seeing that pura brahmana srishtaya oshadayah, that you are accusing me. These are not your seeds. They were created by Brahmaji. Why you are hiding them? And they are meant for the consumption of the common people. These are not your seeds. These were created by Brahma. Why you are hiding them? So she is responding to that. She is telling, yes, yes. They were created by Brahma only. No doubt about it. All these plants that were created by Brahma, and until recently they were enjoyed only by sinful people who had no self-control. Asadbir adhrita vrataihi. Only such people were enjoying it. That's why I had hidden. That's why I had hidden all those seeds and plants, because they are enjoyed by sinners, sinful people who have no sense control. Okay.
Apalitana apalitana dritacha bhavad lokapalakaihi chori bhuteta lokeham yajnarte grasamoshadihi.
Apalita, anadrita. Apalita means not being maintained or protected, and anadrita and not being respected. Bhavadbir lokapalaihi, who is the root cause? Kings like you, which means the king who was there before you, whoever it may be, Vena. Because of kings like you did not protect it properly. Now why you are standing with bow and arrow trying to hurt me? You are the reason. Kings like you are the reason. You did not properly protect and respect. Therefore, what is the result? Chori bhute ata loke. Therefore, all people have become thieves now. Are you not able to see? Therefore, aham agrasam oshadihi. Therefore, I devoured all the plants. So that, yajnyarthe, so that in the future, when a good king comes and he supports the sacrifices, all the necessary ingredients are available for the sacrifice. For that purpose, I hid all those plants and herbs. So therefore, there is no point being angry with me. I did it for the right reason. She is explaining. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, with Vena in mind, she scolds her son Prithu Maharaj. She is unprotected because no sacrifice is being performed, and she is not respected because irreligion is spreading. Then when Vena died, the place became filled with thieves. If I had not devoured the plants, then how could I possess them now? It would have all been destroyed by all the thieves and rogues. I have done this for the sacrifice that you will perform in future. I was saving it all for you. Like that she is telling. So Prabhupada here writes in the purport, what happened during the time of Vena is happening now. Large industrial enterprises have come up only for sense gratification. Therefore, in spite of such productive capacities, there are thieves. There are so many large industrial enterprises producing things in tons, but still there are so many thieves. And Prabhupada defines thieves. What is the definition of thieves? Prabhupada says, thieves means they plan economic development for sense gratification. Prabhupada says, Taurdattan apradayebhyo yo bhungte stena eva saha. One who enjoys it, one who enjoys things only for sense gratification, or one who cooks or produces anything only for the sole purpose of sense gratification without giving anything in return to the Supreme Lord in gratitude, such a person is a thief. And therefore Prabhupada suggests, therefore the best system is spiritual communism, where everyone accepts that the Supreme Lord owns everything. Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam. This is the process of accepting prasad. If this is not done, then grains will not be produced. Then there will be starvation, and then people will start killing one another to the extent of killing one's own father and son. So therefore Prabhupada says that ultimately the only thing that will work is spiritual communism, where everyone accepts the proprietorship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like that.
Nunanta virudakshina mai kalena bhoyasa tatra yogena drishtena bhavan adatum arhati. Ta virudaha, these plants, mai kalena bhoyasa, because for a long time this Vena and all those thieves were ruling, I have hidden them inside me for a long time. Shina, in a very subtle state. Nonam tatra yogena drishtena bhavan adatum arhati. Tatra drishtena yogena. I will teach you the method by which you can extract all of them out of me. But you have to follow the right method. If you do it, all the plants can be utilized by you for the right purpose. Srila Prabhupada here writes, when there is scarcity of grains, the government should follow the process of yajna as prescribed in the shastras, by which we can get rain, and then subsequently rain will give grains. But in Kali Yuga, the yajna that is prescribed is Sankirtan yajna. Yogena drishtena refers to approved methods as exemplified by acharyas. That's what she is telling. Nunam tatra yogena drishtena. I will explain you the method by which you can extract this whole thing. Therefore, one should not think that by machines like tractors, one can increase grain production. Earth has already told that she hides the grain from non-devotees, so that yajna can be performed in the future when devotees come up. Again, Prabhupada says, the yajna for this age is Sankirtan yajna. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious is a thief, and therefore he is bound to be punished. So, Prabhupada's conclusion in this purport is that, therefore the scarcity of food will be there unless people become Krishna conscious. Because in this age, that is the recommended yajna, is Sankirtan yajna. And if people are not Krishna conscious, no one is going to perform Sankirtan yajna. So unless people become devotees, there will be scarcity of grains in this world. Like that, Prabhupada concludes the purport. So now she is going to tell what is the method of extracting the grains and other amenities. Vatsam kalpaya mevira yenaham vatsala tava dhokshe kshiramayan kaman anurupam chadohanam bogdaram chanahabaho bhutanam bhutavavana annam ipsitam urjasvat bhagavan vanchate yadi. O Veera, O courageous king, Mahabaho, O mighty armed one, O bhutavavana, O one who maintains all the living entities. Yadi Bhagavan vanchate ipsitam urjasvat annam. If you desire, if you want those foods which are very nourishing and strength giving foods, vatsam kalpaya, arrange for a calf, because the cow will give milk only if she first gives milk to a calf. So vatsam kalpaya yena aham vatsala dokshe kshiramayin kaman, so that as soon as I see the calf, I will become very affectionate and I produce the desired milk. Bhutanam anurupam, as it is suitable for the people who are milking me, which we will see. Depending on the demons will go and milk liquor, the devatas will go and milk somras. Like that, you know, she will give bhutanam anurupam, as that which is suitable for the living beings. And make sure you also bring a milking pot, dohanam. You need some pot to catch the milk, so dohanam. and Dhogdaram and a milkman. So three people are needed: calf, milking pot and milkman. So all three you arrange and accordingly I will give the milk, like that. So Prabhupada writes, these are nice instructions for milking a cow. The cow must have a calf so that she affectionately and voluntarily gives milk. Therefore, earth is the cow and calf are the people who are Krishna conscious. Provided people are Krishna conscious and not adhritavrata, as mentioned here in the previous verse. Asadbir adhritavrataihi. So as long as people are Krishna conscious and not asadbir and adhritavrataihi, all animals, birds, etc. can also derive the benefit from earth. So which means Prabhupada is clearly indicating here that even if some Krishna conscious people are there, others can also enjoy the benefit. If everyone becomes non-Krishna conscious, then that is very difficult. Then there is difficulty. But when human society becomes asat, the whole world suffers. When there is insufficient grains, then to compensate that, man starts to eat meat. Thus, no one is satisfied. Samam chakuru mam rajan deva vrishtam yata payah apartavapi badrante upavarteta me vibho. O Rajan, samam chakuru mam, please make me level. Yata badram payah deva vrishtam te upavarteta. Samam cha kuru mam, please make me level so that the auspicious water Badram Payaha Deva Vrishtam, which falls by Indra's grace, Te Upavarteta, will remain for you aparitavapi. Even during non-monsoon seasons you can retain. Okay, she is telling, do rainwater harvesting. Make proper arrangements so that you can harvest the rainwater during, so that it can be used during non-monsoon seasons. Like that. Because if it is, you know, like a mountain, water will flow out of the mountain. So where you want to do the cultivation, near that you make some arrangement for collecting rainwater. And that's what she is indicating. Huh? 1 crore liter pond, like that. Prabhupada writes, Indra throws both thunderbolts and rain. He provides. Thunderbolts break the mountain tops, and when the earth becomes level, it becomes fit for agriculture. Prithu Maharaj began to level the earth, breaking up high land and mountains so that they can be used for agriculture. Iti priyam hitam vakyam bhuva adaya bhupatihi vatsam kritva manum pana aduhat sakalaushadihi. Iti priyam hitam vakyam adaya. Considering these sweet and beneficial words spoken by earth, Bhupatihi, the king of earth, Prithu Maharaj, Vatsam Manum Kritya, he made Swayambhu Manu as the calf. He himself became the milkman. And Panav, he made his hands as the milking pot. Aduhat Sakala Aushadi, and he milked out all the plants from Mother Earth. So milk is the Sakala Aushadi. Milking pot was his hands, and the calf was Swayambhu Manu. Then,
తటాపరే చ సర్వత్ర సారం ఆదదతే బుధాః తతోన్యే చ యతా కామాన్ దుదుః పృథుభావితాన్. తథా ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ అపరే చ బుధాః అదర్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్ సారం ఆదదతే దే అండర్స్టుడ్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ పృథు మహారాజ్ యాక్టివిటీ and also they understood the injunctions given by, instructions given by Mother Earth. Tataha anyecha duduhu, then they made groups and they also came for milking Mother Earth. Prutu bhavitam, because Mother Earth was now completely devoted to Prutu Maharaj. Yata kamam, according to the desires of the milkman, she accordingly gave them the required necessities. So Sri Vishnu Sagadakur writes, just as Prutu Maharaj accepted the essence of Bhumi Devi's words and doing that achieved his desired results, so others also being intelligent did the same. Because she told Prutu Maharaj, see, be like a bumblebee and accept the essence. I may not be very qualified, but still I may be able to give you some good instructions. So accept the good part and reject the rest. Behave like a bumblebee. So Prutu Maharaj said, okay. And he followed the instructions of Mother Earth and he got his desired result. Other intelligent people watching this, they understood and he said, okay, we will also follow your footsteps. The principle is that intelligent people take the essence of all things at all times. They again obtained all the items taken away from everyone because of the absence of dharma during the reign of Vena and when there was no king. So she had taken away everything because of the adharmic rule during the time of Vena, and no rule after Vena passed away, because of which everything had become completely topsy-turvy. Like that. Srila Prabhupada writes here, earth is called Vasundhara, means holder of wealth. Plants and other things necessary for humans can be taken out of earth by proper means. Whatever is thus removed is the property of the Lord and it should be used in yajna. That is the purpose. Therefore, the world will be made peaceful by first performance of yajna, second equal distribution of wealth, and third restriction of sense gratification, Prabhupada says. Performance of yajna, equal distribution of wealth, and restriction of sense gratification. By this, the world can become peaceful. Then Prabhupada writes, in Kali Yuga, the process is very simple. One should perform sankirtan, one should perform festivals, and one should follow a proper personal behavior. If these three things one does, then the whole earth will become happy and prosperous, Prabhupada says. That is the yajna that one needs to follow, Prabhupada is writing. Okay. Perform sankirtan, perform festivals, and follow a proper conduct, and the whole earth can be happy and prosperous. విషయోదుర్దేవీం ఇంద్రియేష్తన వత్సం బృహస్పతి పయశ్చందోమయం శుచి వత్సం బృహస్పతి. Then the rishis, they made Brihaspati as the calf. Okay? And they milked the pure Vedic verses
that was the milk. Vedic verses were milked in the pot of senses. The senses were used as the pot to milk the Vedic verses. So the senses receiving the Vedas by voice, mind and ears were the pot, and the milk was the Vedic verses, like that. Prabhupada writes in the purport, it is not enough to remain satisfied with grains that the earth is supplying for maintaining body. Humanity must have food for mind and ear also. For this, in Kali Yuga, the essence of Vedic knowledge is given in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is the food for mind and ear. You drink it through the ear and mind gets cleansed. Chito Darpana Marjanam. If chanted regularly, it will purify all societies and humanity, and they will be happy both materially and spiritually. Like that. Kritva vatsam suragana indram somam aduduhan hiranmayena patrena viryam ojo balam payah. Devatas making Indra the calf produced somras or nectar. And what is the nature of this somras? Viryam ojaha balam. It was capable of bestowing one with the power of mind, senses and body. Physical strength, mental strength and sensual strength. That was somras. Therefore it was certainly not liquor, some kind of intoxicating beverage. Because if you drink any intoxicating beverage, it's not going to give one physical strength, certainly not mental strength and sensual strength. Hiranmayena patrena, and they brought a pot of gold, pot made of gold, to extract that somras. Prabhupada also writes the same thing in the purport. The somras is not any intoxicating beverage. It increases one's bodily strength, mental strength and sensual strength, and is available only in the heavenly planets. So if on earth someone says that, okay, this is somras, and they sell, don't believe. These days means? Vrsa is telling me it's available only in the heavenly planets. Yeah. That's what Prabhupada is telling, it's not available.
I'm trying to make a point that the way Prabhupada is putting it is that
as if it is available.
As if it's available, yeah.
No. Basically what Prabhupada is trying to tell is, because the common understanding is the devatas, they get intoxicated by drinking somras. Prabhupada wants to remove that misconception. That's my understanding. People say, devatas, they drink somras and they get intoxicated. He said, aisa juice nahi hai wo. It is not an intoxicating beverage, but it increases vitality, like that.
दैतेयादानवावत्सं प्रह्लादं मसुरर्षदं विधायादोदुहं क्षीरं अयःपात्रे सुरासवं.
The demons, they are also quite intelligent. They selected Prahlad Maharaj as the calf. दैतेयादानवा प्रह्लादं असुररिषभं वत्सं विधाय अदोदुहं क्षीरं सुरासवं. And they milked liquor in a pot made of iron. Ayaha patre. Ayaha is iron. in a pot made of iron, they milk liquor for their own benefit. Why did Prahlad Maharaj agree? Did Prahlad come in 6th Manu? Oh, yes, 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 yes. How is it? Okay. No idea. Sons of Diti. The demons. Where did sons of Diti come from? Where did Diti come from? See, just like they are probably not known as daityas, but certainly people with such mentality should have resided. It's not that only after Diti such people with such mentality came, isn't it? So, and how did Prahlad Maharaj come? So these are like, in one understanding is that, you know, these are like Nityasiddha devotees also. Prahlad Maharaj, Narada Muni. Though there are descriptions of their appearance through Brahmaji's mind, but these are also, you know, for pastime purposes they appear like that also. Just like Varahadeva also appears from the nostril. That does not mean that before he appeared from his nostril, he had no existence. It's not like that. These are like eternal personalities. Similarly, there are pastimes where Krishna receiving his conch shell after killing the demon Panchajana, or like that, then, you know, him receiving chakra from someone. These are like his eternal associates. But still there are some pastimes about how they appeared also, for some pastime purpose. So similarly, the Lord's Nityasiddha devotees, there are pastimes of how they appeared also, but at the same time they are Nityasiddha devotees. There is no contradiction there. So similarly, here Prahlad Maharaj also, he is like a Nityasiddha devotee. So, it's quite possible that, he also appeared to milk Mother Earth. Maybe he would have appeared in, you know, some other universe also. It's quite possible. So right now, Kalki Avatar is happening somewhere else. You cannot say that Kalki has not yet appeared till now. So, it's not like that. So it's quite possible that these Nityasiddha devotees, you know, from some other planet or something, they would have come. We do not know, but it's a valid thing, you know. Definitely that pastime happened in the 6th Manvantara only. But nevertheless, people with the mentality of the Daityas and Danavas would have definitely existed. It's not that only after Diti such mentality came up, like that. This is my understanding. So, Prabhupada writes here in the purport, demons also have their drink, liquors and beer. only because of Prahlad Maharaj, even today the demons are able to get their liquor. Only because of Prahlad Maharaj, the demons are able to get their liquor even today. So it was a strategic move by the Daityas and Danavas that they used Prahlad Maharaj. Anyone else, Mother Earth would have not agreed. Also, the iron pot used by the demons indicates the inferiority of this beverage as against the Somaras. They use golden pot, but these people used an iron pot. Gandharvapsaraso dukshan patre padmamaye payaha vatsam vishwavasam kritva gandharvam madhusau bhagam The Gandhavas and Apsaras making Vishwavasu, the calf, produce sweet, beautiful songs as the milk, with lotus as the pot.
Vatsena pitaror yamna kavyam kshiram adukshata amapatre mahabhaga shraddaya shraddha devatah.
The pitrus, the devatas of funeral rites, making aryama, the calf, with faith, produced offerings to the ancestors, matlab pinda, matlab the offerings that are made to the ancestors, in a pot made of unbaked clay, ama patre. Okay.
Prakalpya vatsam kapilam siddha sankalpanamayin siddhin nabasi vidyancha yecha vidyadaradayah.
The siddhas, making kapila as the calf, produce siddhis such as anima as the milk, and the vidyadharas produce knowledge of flying in the sky as the milk, with the sky as pot. Okay, both of them used kapila deva as the calf.
Anye cha mayino mayam antardana adbhutatmanam mayam prakalpya vatsante duduhur dharanamayim.
The kimpurushas and others made maya, the calf, and produced as milk the astonishing trick of disappearing at will as the milk. Antardhan. They got that antardhan shakti as the milk, the kimpurushas.
Did I use such part? Some part, you know.
Okay, let's continue. Yaksha rakshamsi bhutani pishacha pishitashanah bhutesha vatsa duduhu kapalekshata jasavam. Very interesting part these people are using. The yakshas, rakshasas, ghosts, and the pishachas, the eaters of flesh, making Shiva the calf, produce liquor made of blood in a skull. They use skull as the pot, and they made a liquor out of blood, fermented blood probably. Okay. That was the drink that they wanted to drink. He has made the calf, yeah. He can drink. Okay. Where is the vatsa? Yeah. How could they can drink their transcendental personalities? Because sacrifices, the demigods get their food from sacrifices, no? Performance of sacrifice.
Sacrifices are stopped. Tatahayo dandashukah sarta nagascha takshakam vidaya vatsam duduhur bilapatre vishampayah.
The snakes without hood, ahi, is snakes without hood, and nagas are the snakes with hood. Dandashukas are the scorpions. They all made takshak as their representative, calf. Okay, and they produced poison as the milk, with their mouths as the pot.
They all caught the milk in their own mouth.
With their mouths as the pot.
Direct service. So Prabhupada writes here in the purport, the Lord is supplying everyone food through the earth, but according to one's association with the material qualities, one develops a certain type of character. For example, if one feeds milk to a serpent, his venom only increases. But if the same milk is fed to a sage, his brain tissues improve and he can contemplate better on transcendental subject matters. Okay. So therefore, he says that the earth is giving the same food to everyone, but depending on the one's association with the material qualities, one develops a certain type of character. Actual milk. Pashavo yava samkshiram vatsam kritva cha govrisham aranya patre chaduksham mrigendrena chadam shrinah kravyada prani nakravyam duduhu sve kalevare suparnavatsa vihangas charam cha charamevacha. The cattle making nandi as the calf produce grass as the milk. They wanted grass. Carnivorous animals making lion as their calf produced flesh of other living beings as the milk. Basically whatever they need for subsistence. Like Arishtasur. Yeah. The birds making Garuda as the calf produced insects and fruits as the milk with their stomachs as the pot. Okay. Vatavatsa vanaspataya pritagrasamayam tayaha girayohina vadvatsa nana dhatun swasanushu. The trees making the banyan tree as the calf, they produced sap as the milk. The mountains making Himalayas as the calf produce various minerals with the plateau as the pot. Plateau is the, you can see, the, what is plateau? The flatter region of the, sarve svamukhya vatsena sve sve patre pritattayah sarva kamadugam prithvim duduhu prithubhavitam. All other living beings making their chief person, the calf, produce various things as milk in their respective pots from the yielding earth, who was dedicated to prithu. Again, the word prithubhavitam. She had become very favorably disposed to Prithu Maharaj and she was willing to give whatever they wanted. So they used that opportunity to bring their representatives, making them as the calf. They extracted whatever milk they wanted. What is the what do you think is the understanding? See, first thing, it is mentioned that Prabhupada writes in the purport that when people become Krishna conscious, then automatically earth becomes very inclined to provide the necessities. So all these people who are used as, just like a cow becomes very inclined to give milk when her own calf comes and drinks the milk first. So therefore, you know, all these various kind of species, they are using their best Krishna conscious representative as the calf, so that the earth happily gives all the necessities. Yeah, that's my understanding. Yeah. What they want means, because according to their modes, for their sustenance they need that. A lion needs flesh for its sustenance. Scorpion needs, scorpions and snakes need poison for their sustenance. So, that's how they have been created, and they need that. So they got what they want. Or is it is it figurative?
Even the pastime of this cow, of one sage, she was also producing food items.
See, it's her taking the form of a cow is certainly not figurative. That is clearly mentioned, because she actually took the form of a cow. Maitreya also says, Vidura also has Bahurupini. She had the capability to change into many forms. So, doesn't seem figurative to me. Probably it's actually that's how it happened. In none of the purports that we have seen, neither Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur nor Prabhupada is mentioning it to be figurative. So I would say that safe to assume that it actually happened that way. At least if one of the acharyas would have hinted that maybe it is figurative, maybe. Otherwise I think it's as it is. That's my understanding. Poison, yeah. Looks like that's my understanding. Yeah. What is the milkman is after? See, Krishna says, "Partho vatsah sudhir bhokta." Dugdam Gita Mritam Mahatmi, Gita Mahatmya says. The calf is just like a decoy. You know what is a decoy? The milkman uses the calf, Partho Vatsaha. But who is the Bhokta? Sudhir Bhokta. The intelligent people who accept Gita with faith, they are mentioned to be the benefactors of that milk of Gita Amritam. So the milkman, he uses the calf to invoke that Vatsalya, so that he can milk it and distribute it to the people who can benefit from that milk. So that is my understanding. Bait, yeah. Not exactly a bait to cheat the cow or something like that, but in one sense, like the actual bhokta of that milk is the people. All other things means, in one sense, the source is earth only, na? Ultimately. Where did flesh come from? Cow or whatever may be the animal. How did the animal get the flesh? By eating some grains only, right? Nonsense. Ultimately, the ultimate source is earth only. If grains are not there, then where would it get the flesh from?
Yeah, Vedic hymns like that. Yeah. Yeah, see, ultimately, scriptures talk about Vedas coming from Vishnu. They also talk about Vedas coming from Brahmaji. In the second canto, Lord Vishnu himself addresses Brahmaji as Veda Garbha. When the Shastras themselves say the Vedas come from Vishnu. So it's about, you know, the primary source, secondary source, tertiary source, like that. So that's my understanding. So Prabhupada here writes here in the purport, this is the proof that the Lord supplies food to everyone. Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. Even though here earth is giving, but Prabhupada says this is the proof that the Lord gives. The Lord supplies through the medium of earth. Okay? Like we discussed, the primary source, secondary source, tertiary source, like that. Similarly, he also supplies to jivas in other planets through the medium of that planet. For those in Bhumandala, he provides it through the medium of Bhumi Devi. And for those in some other lokas, he provides it through the medium of that particular planet. Therefore, based on this, we should understand that in moon also there are jivas and it produces food according to its residents. The residents of Chandra Loka, whatever kind of food habits they are used to, accordingly the personified Soma, he will provide food accordingly. But Soma gets that food from the Supreme Lord. Like that. Evam pratvadaya pratvim annabhasvannam atmanah dohavatsadi bhedena kshira bedam kurudvah. O Vidura, in this way Prithu and others who eat food, milked different milks which were the desired food from the earth with different pots and different cows. Tato mahipati prita sarva kamadugam prituhu dhitritve chakkaremam premna dhitrivatsalaha. Prithu Maharaj, sarva kamadugam pritaha. So thus, after this episode, Prithu Maharaj became very favorably disposed towards Mother Earth, who was sarva kamaduga. She was able to provide all the desired things desired by everyone. Premna, and out of great affection, Dhitritve Chakara, he accepted Mother Earth as his daughter. Dhitri Vatsala, and he was very affectionate to his daughter. Okay. Here, window. We are in read now. It was, Srila Vaishnava Gaitakura writes, it was inappropriate for Prithu Maharaj to take her as a wife since he milked her for food with his own hands. And it was inappropriate for Prithu Maharaj to take her as his mother since he threatened to punish her. Finally, when affection manifested, he accepted her as his daughter. Which means basically accepting her as daughter was the proper rasa. Okay. So that was not rasabhas. So he accepted Mother Earth as his daughter.
Chornayan Swadanishkotya Girikotani Rajarat Bhumandalam Idam Vainya Prayas Chakre Samam Vibhu.
Rajaraj, the king. Churnayan Girikutani Swadhanish Kotya. With the tip of his bow, he crumbled the mountains to dust. Can you believe how long it would have taken? Or how potent Prithu Maharaj would have been, that he had the capacity to just crumble the mountain tops to dust just with the tip of his bow. And he ruled the whole Bhumandal. How many mountain ranges were there? Yeah, unimaginable how he managed to do it. Yeah, now these, compared to those mountains, if you see their length and breadth, the current mountains are like small pebbles, or maybe even smaller than that. That's why he is called Vainyaha Vibhu, powerful Prithu Maharaj. Chakre imam bhumandalam prayasamam. Prayasamam means almost flat. So considering the size of those mountains, even the current, the earth with the current mountain ranges are also considered prayasamam only. Almost flat for all practical purposes. If you just like if you increase the scale, then almost, you know, this big spikes become almost like flat line only. Okay, so prayasamam. So what exists as it exists right now is prayasamam, almost flat only. Like that. Okay. See, even when you come to fifth canto Vedic cosmology, you will realize, considering the size of Bhumandal, this round earth, na, is like one dust particle only, like one mustard seed. If on this flat road, if a mustard particle is there, would you ask, hey, you told that the road is flat, but how come there is a round, round mustard seed on the road? You would not say that, no? So, we are talking about such huge, Bhumandal. Actually, if you see, if drawn to scale, in the map of Bhumandal, you will not be able to spot the earth. You have to really draw GV sized Bhumandal to actually spot the earth in that Bhumandal. It's such so small. What is called as this spherical earth? Like that. Nay, they had huge mountains, it is mentioned. Na? See, I am reading now, Prabhupada writes in that purport. Generally, this is the job of Indra, who does it with his thunderbolt. But Prithu Maharaj did not wait for him, but instead did it with his bow tip. So, what is mentioned here in this verse, you see? He crumbled the mountains to dust. Understand? This is what he made it flat. The Bhumandal itself has huge mountains. So he made all that, not all that, many of that quite flat with the tip of his bow. Okay. Huh? Bhumandal had so many mountains, he made it flat.
Atasmin Bhagavan Vainya Prajanam Vritti Bhaktita Nivasan Kalpayan Chakre Tatra Tatra Yatarhatah.
The Supreme Lord, the son of Vena, the father of the progeny, supplier of maintenance. Nivasan Kalpayan Chakri. He made houses for the citizens. Tatra tatra. Here and there on this planet, he made houses for the citizens. That's why he is called the original king. Yata arhataha. As it is suitable for people. Graman purat pattanani durgani vividani cha goshan vrajan sa shibiran akaran keta karvatan. He produced villages, towns, cities, forts of various types, cowherd villages, cow sheds, military installations, mines and agricultural mountain villages. Different kinds of places where people can stay and follow their occupation. Prakritor ihaniva naivaisha puragramadi kalpana yata sukam vasantisma tatra tatra kuto bavaha. Prakritoho, before Prithu Maharaj, na eva esha puragramadi kalpana. There was no arrangement of town and villages before Prithu Maharaj. Vasantisma tatra tatra. People lived just here and there, yata sukam, as they liked. Akuto bhaya, without any fear, they lived here and there. But then Prithu Maharaj said, no, let's make different groups according to their likings. And let's separate this whole thing. You people stay here, you people stay here, you people stay here, like that. So, prāk prutoho na eva esha puragramadi kalpana. There was no such thought process like that. Like, I was in Pune last time and they were sharing with me that how there is this, different vrindas. Rup vrinda, sanatan vrinda, like that. So initially they all, vasantisna tatra tatra yata sukham. But later they realized the need for, for training purposes or for whatever purposes, it needs to be separated for proper training. So then different vrindas were made. So just like Prithu Maharaj did it, Parashyam Prabhu did it in Pune, like that. So. Okay. So Prabhupada here writes in the purport, planning of the cities is not a modern innovation. It has been existing since the time of Prithu Maharaj. This is evident in old cities such as Dwaraka, Hastinapur, etc. You see them, they are quite well planned cities. Prabhupada says, why do you think city planning is something very new? Has been existing since time immemorial. Okay, that brings us to the end of 18th chapter. Let's take a few minute break and then start with the 19th chapter.